Hey, Smart Firefighting community. Welcome to a 10-part miniseries from the show floor from the Fire Rescue International show, hosted by the International Association of Fire Chiefs in Kansas City. You will hear from entrepreneurs, fire chiefs, and thought leaders from across the fire service talking about challenges, change management, and the future of technology. So many good stories in this episode, and I hope you enjoy. Here again at the FRI's trade show floor alongside Dee Howard with Soot Soap. Dee, what's going on?
Nothing. Just in the middle of a show. What's going on with you?
You know, just kind of sitting here putting microphones in people's faces. Just like you. You know, our friend Dave Robertson introduced me to you and he seemed pretty enthusiastic. So I'm keen to learn more and dive in about kind of about you. But so give me some context about, you know, who, what, when, where, why, what, tell me more about Soot Soap.
Yeah. So Soot Soap is an all natural industrial strength personal decon line of products. So a lot there to unpack, but essentially we're for the firefighter. So after you've done your gross decon, after you've done your wipes on scene and you get back and you need to shower to get those toxins off before they absorb into your body and wreak havoc, that's where we come in. So we wash off those toxins before they have a chance to absorb into your body.
So tell me a little bit more about the specifics of it.
Yeah.
You know, what does it look like? How does it apply? Give me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So one of our most visible ingredients is charcoal. We use a charcoal called Binshitin out of a small region in Japan, and it's a harder, more dense charcoal. The reason we use that is, A, it's reliable, so it's made the same every single time. It's been made the same way for 1,000 years. And number two, it has a larger surface area, so it's more adsorbent. All to say, it collects more toxins. So that's the most visible key ingredient. We also have what we call the detox trifecta. So a collection of all natural ingredients that are microbials and antibacterials and things, but actually draw out those toxins, those organic contaminants out of your skin and hair without stripping it of their natural and healthy oils.
And so I can see that you're passionate about this, and I just appreciate that you're doing this. But why did you start it? Why did Soot Soap, why does it exist, and how did you know? Why did you start it in the first place?
Yeah, I'm a proud fire wife. So my husband came home actually smelling one day of that smoky smell, which I know everyone who's listening is familiar with. He had just come home from a live fire training and actually woke me up from a deep sleep. And I asked him why he hadn't showered because the smell was just so dense. Like he had just walked through a fire and into our room. And he said, I showered 3 times. So that kind of started the process of research for me, is what is causing that smell and why is it so hard to get rid of? And it was shocking to me that there wasn't anything currently to get rid of it. So I started researching what would get rid of that odor, and in that research discovered the terrifying cause. This was in 2017, so the research was really just starting to come out. Firefighters are dying from cancer, we know that, and other illnesses, DNA mutations from exposure at scene. So there was nothing to fix that. There was very little education at the time. So much has happened since, but it was really an odor that started it. And, you know, of course, since we've seen the research that odor, that smoky smell, even after you shower, is associated with a 46% increase of toxins inside your body, which means if you're still smelling that odor, your soap is not cutting it and you need to do better. So we target not the odor, but the toxins that cause it. Of course, we do get rid of the smell of smoke and many other smells, including, you know, fuel and fish and onions and all kinds of different organic odors by doing that.
First off, thank you for addressing this issue. And it's one of those things that, again, maybe people had, they just kind of took a shower and that was just kind of all they know. But at the same time, we're realizing more and more about the challenges of first responder health. And in my opinion, just because you're a first responder doesn't mean you should be, you know, you should be put in this bucket of you have a higher rate of getting cancer.
Yeah.
No doubt this is a more higher risk profession. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of this new and available research and technology and simple best practices that we can take to make it so you're not just put in this bucket of you have a much higher chance of getting cancer.
Yeah, it's not fair. You guys, you take so many risks and you do it for the betterment of the community and property and environment and lives around you. But there are some risks that are not necessary. We can reduce the risk. We do reduce the risk. It's just a small change of protocol, but there's nothing more important. I just met someone from Fairfax County, and he told me they have 1,200 firefighters, and 100 of them have been diagnosed with cancer in the last 18 months. 100 out of 1,200. I get goosebumps every time I say it. It's appalling, and it's not necessary. And now that we know better, we need to do better. Departments need to do better for their members, and members need to take their health into their own hands and do better themselves, because, you know, you should all be able to retire healthy firefighters.
Yeah, and tell me about that change of protocol and kind of, I know it's getting anyone to do anything different is always a challenge, but it can be done with the right education, with the right context. Tell me about that dynamic in terms of how you go about change management and actually getting people to change protocols.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a couple of years ago, it really started with individual firefighters and, you know, fire spouses and fire communities saying, this is not okay, there's something we can do better. And if it's not being provided for me, then I will provide it for myself. So we at SootSoap, we provide direct to firefighters. You can order right off of our website. We have distributors across North America. We'll deliver anywhere so that every firefighter has access to decontamination. We try and do it as affordably as possible and have as many products that will help them do that in as many sizes as will make it easier for them. From a department level, it really has changed so much in the last couple of years, particularly the last, I would say, 6 to 8 months. We've started seeing chiefs come up and health and safety committees and, you know, those championing decon come up and say, okay, we're now doing this. We have two sets of gear. We have extractors. What else can we do? How do we fill this gap? And they're coming to us now and saying, help us do this. And that's really amazing to see because, you know, lives aside, I hate saying that, but there is a financial cost to cancer that nobody wants to take on. There is a retainment cost. People, do they want to be firefighters with this risk? I talk to a lot of people who say, you know, I'm not sure I would have chosen this profession had I known the risk. So these are things that those who lead departments and who champion decon want to change. And that's amazing to see. So it's, in terms of protocol, it's really the easiest thing. Shower as soon as possible. You know, the term shower within the hour, it actually can happen much faster than that. So we say shower as soon as possible after an incident. And just use Soot Soap. Use something that actually removes those toxins and is doing some of that risk reduction for you. It's that easy.
And I liked how you said it earlier. I mean, there are some things out of our control, but for the things that are in our control, there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing everything possible to continue to reduce these risks when thinking about these selfless first responders that go and risk their life for strangers. You know, this is one of the many things in the toolbox that we need to be doing to just make sure that, again, just because you're a firefighter doesn't mean you should be put in this bucket that you're going to have a higher risk of cancer. There's a lot of these things like with SootSoap that we could do that it's just a matter of providing the tool for first responders and actually going through the change management and doing it.
Yeah, and we know first responders can be very selfless, but you know, you can also take those toxins home with you. You can very easily take them home to your family. There was actually a study done by Miami-Dade, and they discovered that firefighters who had not been in an incident in some cases had higher levels of contamination than firefighters who had gone into an incident because of all of those toxins brought back to the station. There's also a study out of Kitsap, Washington that showed children of firefighters were 27 times more likely to be diagnosed with cancer. So if we're not worried about ourselves, we need to be worried about our families, about our children, about the future generations.
Mm-hmm. So it's August 2023. You've given a good context, a lot about everything you're doing, personal decontamination. What at this point are you most excited about? And maybe what's something that you're kind of keeps you up at night?
Ooh, excited about the change that I'm seeing. You know, I've been doing this since 2017. We launched in 2019. And when we first started doing shows, when we first started talking to people, it was so much education. Why we need to decon, about these research studies, about what was happening, about these toxins. And now that conversation has changed to what can we do? What else can we do? Who can we talk to? And, you know, we have the research now that shows what we're getting rid of. So NC State University did research recently on the top decon products, and they showed that we get rid of 88% of PAHs. Wipes get rid of 54%. We're getting rid of 88%. And those really tough to get rid of high molecular weight ones, you can go to our website or ask me for more information if you're a total nerd like me. Water alone will only get rid of 10 to 14% of those. They're sticking around. They're what's causing that smell. Those are the ones absorbing into your body and are the carcinogenic toxins. We get rid of 81% of those, which is more than any other product tested.
So you told me about what you're excited about.
Yeah.
And then what you're worried about. But then I'd love to kind of hear kind of a final note of, you know, you've given them a lot of good context in terms of how water is just not enough and how, you know, using this kind of soap can help with personal decon.
Yeah.
But I'd love to kind of hear kind of a final note of, you know, any sort of I've been saying mic drop, but any sort of a challenge, a question or a quote or something that you could leave us here with today to really kind of continue to put this in action.
Oh my God, the pressure, a quote, I don't know.
Or a question.
I will say there's one thing that always sticks with me it was FDIC, not this past year, but the year before. A chief came up to me and he was a very stereotypical chief. If you were to draw a cartoon drawing of a chief, like he had the mustache and the freckles on his face and he was just a salty old lovely chief. And he came up to me and looked me right in the face and said, "It's too late for me." And that, it just makes me so emotional even thinking about him. And he said, "But let's do what we can for everyone else." And that's all I want to do. That's all we're out here to do. But we need help. Like, we need help to change the protocol. We need help to get departments to stand up for the health of their members. We need municipalities to stand up for their community. So we can't do that alone. No. So I would say stand up with us and help us help firefighters and those who suffer from exposure.
You got the hairs in my arms going up. Excuse me, he's dropping the F-bomb there. But I'm inspired, and I like the idea of, again, just there is peer-reviewed research. There are simple protocols that we can do to evolve, to continue to make sure that it isn't too late for not only the current fire service, but the future fire service to continue to make this the best profession of brothers and sisters in the world, to continue to do what the community needs first responders to do. And I just really admire and appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. I'm honestly so grateful and blessed to be part of this community. It really is the most amazing community of people. You know, we've hired our customers because they're just such brand advocates and like ambassadors for us. They're evangelists, really. And it's the most amazing community that I've ever been a part of. So I'm just very blessed and grateful to be here.
Keep going. Really, I'm fired up for you, and I think you're onto something, and I appreciate what you're doing for the fire service.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Cool. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Firefighting Podcast today. If you enjoyed what you heard and got any value, please drop us a rating, leave us a comment, or reach out to us on social media. Have a great day, and together we can advance the future of smart firefighting.